views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to shift out of limiting beliefs and physical issues, you know, emotional, psychological issues, improving relationships, etc. And I've been very fortunate to connect with some really cool people while I've been traveling around the world sharing information and gathering information from visionaries and speakers and authors, magicians, energy movers. So it's my pleasure to share this information with you, and we love to hear from you. If you would like to call in today and have some energy shifted, we would be happy to do that for you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Betton. She is a certified body talk practitioner, UN Method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner, and a mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. You know, we as humans only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, continent, and globe. And today, Karen and I are going to be talking about the fact that the bugs are not the bad guys. And this is information with the findings of the Microbiome Project. Microbes have moved from their long-standing position as the evil pathogens invading our bodies and making us sick to friends with benefits, organisms that live symbolically with us. We're really looking forward to having Karen on the show today. Karen, are you there?
I am. Hello, Colette.
Hi. Oh, it's such a pleasure to hear your voice and to have you back on The Truth is Funny. It's been a while since I have been able, you know, since we've spoken, and this is a real cool subject. I feel like it's very timely. And so I'm just going to go right into it, and you tell us, what are these findings and what is this about?
Yeah. Hi. Well, thank you so much for having me back on the show. I love these doing this together, this experience of opening the community of listeners and each other to our different experiences that open our minds and our hearts to the possibilities that the our experience on this world has for us. So I probably about a year ago took a course. I'm a body talk practitioner, so I'm always taking courses. As you mentioned, my background is in nursing, and I am a nurse practitioner. So as much as I love the energy world, I love more than anything when the two worlds start to collide and integrate. And I think it's a beautiful experience as science, quantum physics are starting to come to the same science. It's the same conclusions as, you know, the mystics that we have from a science background so long held, felt to be, well, I don't know. Is there a better word other than crazy?
Woo-woo.
There you go. Woo-woo.
Yeah.
And then my own experience of recognizing even as a nurse, some of those gut feelings that you would have, and every nurse speaks of them when they're, you know, working on the floor and working on the unit, that you act upon and you end up saving someone's life. And, you know, the
Karen,
relationship.
I just wanted to interject here that it's also, I'm getting it's kind of important for people to recognize that you were an emergency in emergency ward. Were you not?
Yeah, I was in a trauma ICU for 3 or 4 years at Penn, at the University of Penn. Yeah, and then I went on and got my master's at the University of Penn, and I worked as a colon and rectal nurse practitioner at Columbia. So the bugs were my friends and my enemies in those days as well. And there's so many actions you take as a regular healthcare practitioner where you work on a gut feeling, doctors and nurses likewise. And I've always been intrigued by that and intrigued by the power of it. And ultimately, spent the last 5 to 6 years really opening myself to what these possibilities hold and the innate wisdom of the body. But what I'm here to share more with you today is to integrate with this innate wisdom of the body some of the newest science findings. There was something called the Human Microbiome Project, which would be an aftermath of the Human Genome Project, if you all remember that. That was the thing that was going to prove that we are superior beings and that we are going to have the answer to all diseases, to come to find out we don't have any more genes than, say, a fruit fly, or very few more anyway. And all of a sudden, we felt that we fell drastically in the hierarchy of living.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, like that. I mean, I find that amusing myself.
I do. This sort of interesting superiority complex that we somewhat utilize to allay our fears, right, of how we live and why we do certain things, to come to find out that, you know, a fruit fly has not many less genes than we do. So that project was, in general, did not reveal what we were hoping it would reveal. And we didn't have the answers to everything and every disease as we were hoping to, particularly cancer and all of that. So the Human Microbiome Project was a 5-year multi-million-dollar research project funded by the NIH in 2008. So the goal was to take a look at the microorganisms in the human body. And what's so cool is, up until this point, we've really, our view of bugs has been limited by what we could see, right? Whether we, first it was what we could see with our eyes, and it was what we could see with our microscopes, and then what we could see with our even stronger microscopes. The very cool thing about this project is that we're able to go in and take a look at the sequencing of the bugs. And because of that, we are able to see aspects of the body that we have never been able to see before. And lo and behold, what they came to find out is that we are 96% bugs. Our entire body is a jungle. Which, I love that. I mean, sit with that for a moment. Your body is a jungle of bugs. So this paradigm where the pathogens were the enemy, and we believe that our body was this sterile existence that needed to be defended from the pathogens that are out there. It turns out we are home to 100 trillion of microbes. And these
100 trillion.
100 trillion. And these microbes provide essential services for our digestion, our brain functioning, and our immune system, which is, it's a huge paradigm shift for our looking at health and disease. And the other interesting piece is, you know, so we have, of these 100 trillion mutualist microbes covering 10,000 or so different species, there are only about 50 to 100 pathological bacterial strains known. And when I say pathological, that means they're the ones that we know are, when out of balance, are causing harm in our body, are creating these experiences of where we have symptoms, such that we call disease. So I am proposing, along with many other people that are aware of this information, that we are shifting our focus from this tiny little piece of the puzzle, meaning 50 to 100, to this 100 trillion mutualist microbes, and looking at treatment strategies that incorporate this unbelievable discovery that how our body interacts with these microbes and its interaction with our immune system.
Wow. You know, this is so fascinating. And we're going to be taking a quick break here. And when we come back, what I would like to do is talk some more about this, because this is like huge. It's you know, in science, in quantum physics, you know, the idea that the unknown is junk,
yes,
and that it's such a huge portion. This is also resonating with that. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy and move microbes and allow them to work for us and make some more shift happen. We'll be right back.
But then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. Before we continue, Karen, will you please share your contact information with people so that they can reach you if they would like to connect with you?
Yes. My name is Karen Campbell-Betton, and my website is www.intuitivelivingny.com. My email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com. And my phone number to get in contact with me is 917-685-1528.
Awesome. And, you know, just for the anyone listening in right now, that you can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Karen and I would be very happy to clear some energy for anyone who has an issue or a problem that's bothering them. And in the meantime, we are going to talk about this amazing new project, the Microbiome Project. And Karen, it was before the break, we were talking about how, you know, the focus has been on fighting disease rather than working with, you know, all of these microbiomes and, you know, or, you know, and so we want to talk some more about that. So explain to us, when we left off, we were just talking about how, you know, fighting disease and trying to use antibacterial soap, et cetera, like being, having this, trying to sterilize, always constantly sterilizing and trying to, with the assumption that the human body is a sterile environment. And now, yeah, I mean, look what they found out. How many did you say? 100 trillion?
Yeah. Utilis microbes, meaning within our body that we benefit them and they benefit us. And
friends,
I think maybe,
with benefits.
Exactly. Isn't that great? And then sometimes in certain states, right, they become frenemies, right? They just like, you know, the teenage girl, right, that she had a friend that then became her enemy. Well, we've got bugs in our bodies that are integral parts of our brain functioning and our immune system that due to experiences and as we know from energy work, it can be emotions, it can be environment, it can be thought processes, it could be communication patterns within the body. Those friends with benefits become enemies and they're out of balance. And then we start to experience symptoms. But what I want to touch on just for a second,
I just love this. I have to interject here because this is so funny, is that I can tell you have a teenage daughter.
Yes,
frenemies.
Exactly.
Now that's a new one that I hadn't heard yet.
Right. That was,
awesome.
That term is coined by the woman. I took this course from John Veltheim and Laura Stuve, she is this unbelievable gift to body talk. She's a scientist that was part of the Human Genome Project, you know, full blood scientist that, you know, understands all of this on the smallest level and is now one of the leading body talk practitioners, and taking the entire system to this other level because of her understanding of the science. You know, so often people who are attracted to energy work don't always have the science background. So it's as if we are speaking from two different views of the world, right? So it's hard to see each other's view because we've got completely different languages to often talk about the same exact thing. It's just we have this, you know, so-called language barrier. So I think it's really fun when we start to be able to blend and actually have the dialogue that supports respect and understanding and how what we each have to offer is an ability to expand our understanding of the world as a whole. And that's, you know, one of the things I think, Colette, you're doing every day when you do this radio show is giving the opportunity for the community at a large to tap into these possibilities and removing the limitations. And one of the limitations that have kept us so small was, like I said before, that we couldn't see the bugs. So we used to be limited to what would grow in a petri dish, right? And so some bacteria and microbes require specific nutrients and they can't grow in petri dishes and they couldn't grow without oxygen. So we
and,
used to think that we didn't want them there. We thought that they didn't belong there because we didn't see them. But lo and behold, they were there the whole time. But our entire approach has been to wiping them out because we thought they were the bad guys. Thus, we have antibiotics, right?
It's so fascinating because, you know, of the electromagnetic spectrum, we can only see about 4% of it. Yeah. So people will say that, I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
And in actual fact, we can see so little that, you know, it's because we have eyes that we don't see.
Exactly.
It's hilarious when you really think about it.
And they even know right from our brain functioning that what we see is only like 18% of new information. Everything else is actually being brought in from our memories and our experiences. Our vision is actually not that clear to see new things. So that's a whole other discussion, right?
That's a whole other fascinating discussion.
Exactly. But what I really want to impress upon is, so is this idea of, you know, being limited to what we could see, right? So with this amazing technique of DNA sequencing, we can fish out bacteria's DNA from anywhere. The ocean, your armpit, your right lung. We can see the microbes that can't grow in a lab. And thanks to that, we now know, like we said, that we are home to trillions and trillions of passengers. They are in our cars. They are on our desks. It is absolutely impossible to get rid of them all because if we did, we would not exist. Whoa. Right?
Oh, that's heavy.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I got chills when I learned this information because I was, you know, you just have this moment where, well, it's kind of like, you know, all the other practices that have gone by the wayside that we've recognized we're not benefiting humanity. So we've come up with this, you know, one of these new terms, which is probably confusing to the world, right? This microbiome. What the heck is a microbiome? Well, it's what we're collectively calling these trillions and trillions of microbes, which includes bacteria, fungus, viruses, and parasites. We can't live without the essential functions they provide. So this human microbiome project is out there now isolating. It's looking at the home of our respiratory tract. And isolating the microbes that are in there. And they have lists that they are adding to every day. And it's different. The microbes that are in our respiratory tract are different than the ones that are in our mouth and are different than the ones that are in our eyes and the ones that are in our gut and the ones in our urovaginal canals. I've had huge impacts with people utilizing this information with body talk, with any kind of energetic technique, because the beauty of energy medicine is we can apply this new knowledge instantaneously with the energy and the concept. Exactly. We don't have to wait for the thousands of tests and studies, which we don't even need to go down there because we recognize that our intention changes the expression of DNA. So
what I would like to ask you right now is, as an energy practitioner, breaking this information down, how are you using this information just right now for anyone listening in that knows how to move energy, that's been a practitioner of moving energy? What are you doing? Are you breaking? What are you doing to break this information down and use it?
Yeah. So excellent question. So as I explained, the beginning part was these categories of microbiomes, meaning that there are different environments of microbes in each part of our system. So, for example, if someone comes in with digestive issues, right, what we might find is even feeling out the strengths and the weaknesses, you know, is the breakdown in the communication pattern in the body, or is it within the microbes, right? Or the microbes need to communicate better? Is it within the microbes and the human cells? Because, yeah, we do have some human cells in there. And the way it lines up is we actually, so the bugs live on the borders of the body with the outside world. Isn't that so interesting? So that includes our skin. That includes our entire respiratory tract, right? The inside of our mouth, the inside of our ears, down all the way through our trachea, through our respiratory tract and our gut, right? That's actually considered the outside world. It's in contact with the world. So you have these microbes.
Okay, so we're going to get you to say that again here. The inside world.
Oh, so our outside world is not just our skin. It starts with our mouth and ends out our butt, right? I mean, that is considered, even in regular medicine, that's considered That's what's in contact with the environment. So the inside of your mouth is in contact with the environment, which means the inside of your throat, which means your windpipe, which means your inside of your lung.
Every part of your body that takes something in from the outside, like food, air.
We could refer to it as the borders of the body and the environment, which is not limited to our skin. That's where the microbes live. And those
We have to take another break, if you can imagine. But we will be back, and we're going to talk some more about this. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want to ask questions or shift some energy, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back and find out some more about these a fascinating subject of microscopic friends with benefits. We'll be right back.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
We've already said goodbye.
Since you gotta go, how are you? I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Karen Campbell-Benton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. As always, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and Twitter, at Energetic Upgrade Seminars if you're interested in our upcoming seminars with Mark Kettenbach. And Karen and I were just talking about friends with benefits. No, not those kind. The microbes in our body is what we're talking about. And it's really fascinating, Karen. I mean, this is so cool because all of these fears that people have, all of the antibacterial soap that we're using these days, well, some of us are using these days, how this project has changed that perception.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if we're going to, I guess I'll just complete that bit about, the outside, that these microbes
Absolutely.
Live on the
Please.
Borders. Right,
what I would like for you to do, though, is just start it again because it was so fascinating, and I just wanted you to say it one more time so people really get this.
So these microbes are these bugs, which includes parasites, viruses, bacteria, and fungi, live on the borders of our body with the outside world, which we traditionally think of that being our skin. But it's actually the entire inside track of our digestive track and our lung track, starting in our mouth, coming out our butt, and all of that, including the inside of our ears, is in contact with the environment, therefore has a border of microbes that live in this happy little film that is produced by the body cells, right? The little goblet cells that help nourish and create this beautiful warm home for these bugs. And then what borders that is the epithelial cells, which are the human cells, right? And they have all these properties that, when they have a nice tight border, they keep the microbes on the one side. And on the other side of these epithelial cells is where our immune system is, right? These are all of our lymphocytes and all the different parts of our immune system that reacts to the bugs, which has led, right? So when we are having an overreaction, so autoimmune diseases, right, or us, is when our immune system is attacking our own body, right? It is interpreting our own body as being something that we need to be inflamed about. And that can be very much brought down to a relationship between the microbes and the immune system. There's a constant communication pattern going between these two, determining what's dangerous, what's not dangerous, what's good for us, what's not good for us. And as you can imagine, that's changing every day, every moment, every hour. Our bodies
like
are
adjusting. Some of these old fears that we have, of these pathogens, those are changing all the time, and that's a natural event.
Yeah.
So it's not, this is amazing. Okay, so continue. I just thought that is so brilliant that we recognize that.
Right, that it's
it's not something to be afraid of. It's something to recognize as a naturally occurring event.
Right, because these, now that we know we can do this gene sequencing, we know that these bugs are on everywhere, right? They're on the surface of our computers, they're on our desks. It's not about wiping them out. It's impossible to wipe them out. We actually want to open up to having a relationship with them so we can support this symbiotic relationship, meaning we benefit them, they benefit us. Our brain functioning is enhanced. It actually happens because of this relationship. Our immune system functioning, as I mentioned, has very much to do with how it sees the bugs, which bugs the immune system is interpreting as something that deserves an attack, an inflamed response, which bugs that it has tolerance for. Wow, isn't this so interesting, right? A little bit of a reflection of the big words. We're talking about tolerance. We're talking about inflammation. We're talking about attacking. We're talking about living in harmony with.
Wow.
So our microbiome, right, based on this, as you can imagine, is in constant integration with the world and our environment. It's as unique as your signature.
And what's coming up as soon as you say that is, you know, look at our world right now. You know, these microscopic, you know, beings, you could say, are a reflection of the macroscopic world we live in. Look what's happening on the planet. Look at how people are fighting each other. Look at all the antibiotics that are being pumped into these animals that are treated with the disrespect that they're treated with, that people are ingesting into their systems. And look at the effect that that has on all of us. On, you know, both directions. It's really amazing. So this is, you know, this is huge. This is huge. This is scientific proof that the macrocosmic and the microcosmic are going to affect the intrinsic body.
Yeah. Yeah. And so a lot of the stuff you're hearing in the world, right, are how we are having these organisms that are mutating, and we don't have antibiotics for them, right? That's the big difficulty in our hospitals right now. That one of them that everybody talks about is MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, right? All that means is we don't have an antibiotic that will kill it. But if we back up one step and look at just the basic difference in prokaryotes and eukaryotes, meaning prokaryotes are bacteria and some viruses, and they are fundamentally different from our cells. So therefore, we are able to have this unbelievable creation. We saved a lot of lives, you know, years ago, that that targets those differences, right? And that's what antibiotics do. They target the differences between human cells and bacteria cells. But then the interesting thing with parasites and fungi, they are similar to our cells. So therefore, we can't exploit this fundamental difference. And we don't have as many drugs for them, right? Because, you know, we'd be killing off our human cells as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's kind of like chemotherapy.
exactly. Right.
Okay.
So when we talk about, so then the other piece that I just want to bring to your attention is this idea of specificity, meaning our body has this unbelievable wisdom that can be specific, right? If you brush up against a little, let's just say poison ivy, right, on your arm, in most cases, that poison ivy reaction is limited to the spot where you came in contact with that. But though interesting, we all know that some people react to it and some don't. But now we know, right, that our individual ecosystem plays a piece in that. But the body keeps it specific. Antibiotics are not specific. They actually target large ranges. So often put our body in this what would the word be? Out of balance experience, because we're killing off so many of the microbes. And if they, which creates a dyssymbiosis between our immune system and our bugs that help support our digestion and our brain functioning.
And this is significant because the conditions that much of the, you know, many of the animals are being raised in factory farming. Those animals, just to be able to exist in those in that environment, that environment would kill them if they were not pumped full of antibiotics and steroids. Mm-hmm. And when we are ingesting those antibiotics, we are changing the gut flora of, you know, like of our body. We are changing our body by ingesting those antibiotics, not to mention the emotions and the, you know, the psychological energetic weaknesses that go along with that. The fear that these animals feel, you know, the way that they're treated. I mean, this is really huge. This is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just invite everyone, you know, that it's not to be fearful of, you know, our entire environment again, but open up to, that the complex working of the body has an innate wisdom that our intellectual minds can't always wrap around, right? It's not based on A plus B equals C. It's actually how A, B, and C interact with each other and support each other for growth and health and wellness and regeneration. And it's not so much a linear relationship, but much more of a geometric, if you will, if the brain needs to look at it, you know, looking at the interrelationships between everything. And so, you know, save yourself some money, you know, get rid of those antimicrobial soaps and open to the possibility of embracing what these bugs have to offer us and how they actually have an innate wisdom to support the optimal functioning of our body.
That is, you know, like let go of fear and move into a place of cooperation is what you're saying.
And I think we're getting close to a break because after the break, what we could talk about then is this really cool organ that we never knew what to do called the appendix.
Awesome. I want to talk about that when we
storm.
Okay. We will be back after the break and we will talk about the appendix. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. And we will take a quick break here and be back with Karen Campbell Batten in this fascinating subject.
My eyes have told you, oh, I never laid a hand on you. My eyes have told you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Carried your books from school, playing make-believe you're married to me.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
When I get older, losing my head,
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have been having a fascinating conversation with my guest today, Karen Campbell Batten. We were just before the break, we were talking about, we were going to share with people the power of the appendix. Go for it, Karen.
Well, just, you know, even in the energy world, so this idea of shelter from the storm, the appendix was long believed to be sort of the vestigial organ. It didn't, you know, it was useless. It was something, we used to think that it was something we needed earlier in our evolution, but it no longer served us. And the logic for this was sort of the Cartesian logic, right? That if you take something out and nothing happens, then I guess we didn't need it, right?
So if I don't... Nothing noticeable happens anyway.
Exactly. If you don't see anything changes, well, then I guess nothing happened, right? Which we're, what we're recognizing is that the impacts in our lives are far greater than something we can always observe with our eyes. There's the suggestion is that the appendix from all this work is actually a safe house for all the beneficial gut microbes. So in the work that I do and the work that you do, Colette, we use consciousness for a lot of, you know, every organ in Chinese philosophy has a consciousness associated with it. So interestingly enough, the consciousness associated with the appendix is shelter from the storm. And I love that, right? Because we're all looking for shelter from the storm. That's what the antibiotics are. That's what the pills are. That's what everything is. Give me the pill and give me shelter from this storm. I want to just take a pill and I want something from out there to fix me.
And it's not even just like, we're not just talking on the physical level. Like, people want this magic pill that they take and then nothing bad ever happens in their life again. Just give me the pill. Mm-hmm. I hate to tell you, there is no pill for that. Mm-hmm. You know, there is no pill. So this is fascinating. So shelter from the storm. Tell us about that.
So the appendix, as we know, many of you know, it's this funky little, I mean, it's so tiny. It's like the size of your pinky finger. So it's like 2 to 4 inches. But it's filled with lymphatic tissue and beneficial bacteria in that biofilm structure. So remember, I was sort of saying that between the outside world and our human tissues is where the microbes lie, on the borders with the environment. So, and I mentioned that those microbes sit in this biofilm that is secreted by our goblet cells. You know, it creates this beautiful warm home for these microbes to live in, and so that we can, they can benefit us. Well, the same thing is true in the appendix, and this is where it's chock full of antibodies that help bacteria clump together and form this biofilm layer. So it's full of these.
Why is it then that, you know, we'll have appendix attacks and it bursts and it can kill you?
Well, you know, it's with everything, right? That there is, there's all sorts of theories on what that is. But I know in my practice, I've been utilizing this concept of the appendix holding these microbes. So it's like it holds the seeds for a healthy microbiome, and you can utilize that energy to support the repopulation of the rest of the gut.
Nice.
With you know, these beneficial microbes. So like diseases that cause violent vomiting and diarrhea, particularly like an old one in cholera, that type of things, the appendix provides a source of the healthy bacteria to help repopulate after such a thing. So appendicitis, you asked, you know, as with many of our medical terms, right, all that means is inflammation of the appendix. And as with everything, that means we don't actually know what's causing it to get inflamed, why Joe gets an inflamed appendix and why Gene does not, right? Mm-hmm. We do know that it tends to run in families, you know, even from a scientific standpoint. And we do know that it can be an extremely emergent situation. You know, people can almost, it can die from appendicitis and did for many, many years before surgery.
Yes.
But it can be from a physical block, right? So a buildup of the mucus can lead to the pressure, which then makes it burst. But there's all sorts of theories, from trauma to allergic reactions to blocked lymph nodes to like calcified fecal deposits, you know, calcified poop that's just not coming out, and then intestinal worms. So there's all sorts of, now that's the medical view of what's going on, right? From an energetic standpoint, we would expand upon that and look at, you know, issues with protection and safety and reactiveness. in life. And I find this extremely exciting as to how this information can be expanded upon for those willing to receive it and be open to how they're going to invite some expansion into their lives.
Absolutely, because the fascinating thing about this is even if a person has had their appendix removed, energetically, we can still tune into it.
Absolutely.
And use this information. And that's the beauty of energy medicine, if you want to call it energy medicine, is that, you know, we can tune in and we can ask, you know, people assume if there's a physical reaction in the body, that that physical reaction at root cause is a physical issue. And in fact, the very seldom is the issue physical, and very seldom is the symptom coming from the body part, the actual body part that is at that moment showing the symptom. So this is like, it's just totally fascinating that we could actually use the appendix in our energy work to facilitate, you know, healthy bacteria in the gut, which, you know, for many people, and, you know, this is really important because this inflammation that people are experiencing, you know, in their stomachs, in their gut flora, in inflammation in this is like that inflammation quite often on a from an energetic standpoint is not physical, physically caused. That could be caused by anger. Anger is, you know, causes inflammation and acidity. And so this is just
or
really, really interesting.
Misinterpretation of danger, right? Interpreting microbes that are actually our friends as the enemies and then creating an inflammatory response about them because not the body no longer has the discernment to determine good for bad because the you know nervous system is in fear overdrive fight or flight mode, right? And that's reflected in the microbiome, which then is reflected in the gut, which is then creates this inflammation of the gut. You know that catch-all term, I've got colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, or these illnesses that are just, you know, a reflection.
I love
of
it too, because those diseases of the body are actually very aptly named at times because, you know, IBS is kind of like, you know, I bullshit or whose shit are you putting up with? That's basically what comes up energetically, emotionally for a lot of people. And can you imagine, we've totally run out of time here, Karen, and we're going to have to, like, next time you come on the show, let's continue with this theme that, you know.
You know love is the next show. Let's get some people on that have some, you know, if they're having some irritable bowel issues or stomach issues or digestive issues, you know, we can work together using this new information. I can apply the body talk concepts and the UN concepts. You can apply the energetic upgrades and we can support the innate wisdom of their body.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Truth is Funny. It was just a total pleasure having you on here, and it's totally fascinating what you were talking about today. I just wanted to let people know that if they want to connect with me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. If you're interested in the upcoming seminars, energetic upgrade seminars with Mark Kettenbach and I, that information can be found on energeticupgrade.com. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for people listening in. We'll be back next week.
Been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.